today's beacon, conservative insight, and unwavering valor. Welcome to today's edition of the Conservative Compass, where we dissect the political landscape with the precision of a surgeon and the wit of a sage. In the throes of political upheaval, our trusted anchors Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, and Sean Hannity navigate the stormy seas, delivering insights that both enlighten and empower. From the border's chaotic whispers to the halls of political skullduggery, we embark on a journey through the heart of conservative resilience. As the fabric of our nation is tested, these voices stand as sentinels of truth, guiding us through the darkness with unyielding clarity and a touch of humor. Join us as we explore the victories, the challenges, and the unwavering spirit that defines the conservative movement. Navigating the Political Rapids with Laura Ingraham. In last night's exhilarating episode of The Ingraham Angle on Fox News Channel, Laura Ingraham, with her characteristic wit and insight, took viewers on a journey through the tumultuous waves of today's political controversies. It was an evening where humor danced with hard-hitting analysis, proving yet again that conservative commentary can be both entertaining and profoundly informative. The show kicked off with a bang, addressing the phantom of a border bill that took its final breath in Washington. In a segment that could only be described as a political eulogy, Ingraham dissected the demise of the legislation, attributing its failure to a cocktail of political hubris and the power of the informed. The sham border bill, according to Ingraham, was a hapless victim of its creator's miscalculation, failing to recognize the discerning eye of the American voter. Ingraham's Arizona roots shone brightly as she passionately spoke about the real-day impacts of border insecurity, setting the tone for an evening of unapologetic truth-telling. The show's guest roster was as diverse as it was impressive, featuring voices from both the Senate and the House. Senator Eric Schmidt and Congressman Byron Donalds shared their insights, highlighting the discrepancy between political maneuvering in Washington and the dire realities faced by Americans. Schmidt's candid take on the failed leadership in the Senate, coupled with Donalds' scathing critique of the Biden administration's foreign policy gaffes, provided a compelling narrative of conservative resilience against bipartisan follies. Ingraham didn't stop there. With her finger on the pulse of the nation, she delved into the delightful turn of events in the presidential race. The segment was an uproarious take on the political fortunes or misfortunes of certain candidates, with Nikki Haley's stunning defeat by none of these candidates serving as the pièce de résistance. Ingraham's humor was razor sharp, yet her analysis carried an undertone of sincerity about the future of conservative politics. The show took a more solemn turn with a discussion on the influence of Silicon Valley giants on political discourse. Here, Ingraham championed the freedom of speech in the digital age, celebrating the cracks appearing in the armor of corporate censorship. Her defense of Elon Musk against baseless accusations was not just a stand for one individual, but a rallying cry for all proponents of free speech. In a closing note imbued with hopeful optimism, Ingraham pointed to the growing support for conservative values among minority voters. With her usual flair, she presented this trend as a beacon of change, capable of reshaping the political landscape, hailing it as proof that the conservative message resonates far beyond traditional boundaries. The Ingraham Angle was more than just a show. It was a masterclass in navigating the political rapids with grace, intelligence, and an unyielding commitment to conservative values. Laura Ingraham's unique blend of humor and hard-hitting analysis made for an unforgettable evening on E that not only entertained but educated and inspired. In these times of political turbulence, Ingraham's voice remains a beacon of clarity, guiding conservative ships safely through the storm. A night in the world of waters, tales of political skullduggery and swift victories. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to buckle up as we journey through the latest episode of Jesse Waters' World, where the dynamic of political discourse meets untamed humor and sharp analysis. Let's face it, in the high-flying arena of current events, Jesse Waters is the ringmaster, guiding us through the maze with the ease of a seasoned showman. The evening's foray into the political circus brought us gripping tales of corruption that would make even the most jaded Washington insider blush. from the cavernous halls of New York's Housing Authority to the shadowy operations of the FBI, the scent of scandal was as pungent as a week-old fish in the noon sun. Our guide, Jesse, introduced us to a motley crew of characters, with the first being none other than Michael Francesi, ex-mob boss turned author of Mafia Democracy. Michael regaled us with stories of bygone years when bribes and kickbacks were the cost of doing business in the Big Apple. But as the curtain pulled back further, it was clear that the more things change, the more they stay the same. The jaw-dropping revelation of a New York housing scandal involving over 70 bureaucrats in a multi-million dollar bribery scheme illustrated that the Big Apple's core is as rotten as ever. Transitioning from the concrete jungle to the wild frontiers of the southern border, Jesse highlighted the FBI's latest escapade. Amidst the escalating crisis, the Bureau has been caught catfishing Americans, a riveting tale that could only unfold in the Waters world. The story of Paul Fay, a Tennessee dad ensnared by the FBI in a year-long entrapment saga over an unregistered silencer, left viewers questioning the allocation of federal resources in a time when the nation's border teeters on the brink of collapse. And in a twist that could only be described as a journey to the absurd, Usher and Taylor Swift emerged as unlikely political heroes. Yes, you heard that right. In a classic Waters pivot, the discussion veered into the realm of pop culture, with the revelation that Taylor Swift's Grammy triumph might just be the linchpin in the Chiefs' quest for Super Bowl glory. Coupled with the possibility of Elizabeth Warren embracing the tomahawk chop, it was a satirical masterpiece only Waters could orchestrate. As our ride through Jesse Waters' world came to a close, the night's discourse, ranging from undercover FBI operations to the political undertones of the Super Bowl, was a reminder of the show's unique ability to blend humor and serious political analysis. In the world according to Waters, every story, no matter how dire, had a punchline, and every punchline carried a kernel of truth. And truth, as they say, is often stranger than fiction. In essence, Jesse Waters' world was a carousel of political skullduggery, interspersed with tales of swift victories and missed opportunities. And as the lights dimmed on another episode, one couldn't help but marvel at the show's ability to make us laugh, think, and sometimes groan, all within the span of an hour. In Waters' world, the show goes on, and we, the astounded audience, can't wait to see what's up next. The Hannity highlight, border chaos, and political showdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts because tonight's Hannity was a roller coaster ride of political analysis, controversies, and a touch of humor, all served in a style reminiscent of one of the greatest conservative voices ever to hit the airwaves. With a knack for entertaining as much as informing, Sean Hannity dove headfirst into the fiery pits of today's political landscape, taking no prisoners and holding nothing back. Let's get into the meat and potato of the episode, shall we? Kicking things off, we were transported to Denver, Colorado, where Sarah Carter, always on the front lines, delivered a jaw-dropping account of the city teetering on the brink. Imagine 800 illegal immigrant families facing eviction from shelters, and the city essentially screaming, "We're full." As Sarah put it, the streets are speaking volumes, with families like a Venezuelan father resorting to panhandling. The response from Mayor Mike Johnston? A polite rendition of, "We're trying, but the tank's running empty." But here's where it gets spicy. Amidst the chaos, citizens of Denver shared their two cents, emphasizing that the city simply doesn't have the resources to cope with this influx. All roads, according to Hannity's narrative, lead back to the doorstep of one Joe Biden. With policies likened to a welcoming beacon for illegal immigration, the situation has escalated from a simmer to a rolling boil. The political arena served up another twist with Nikki Haley's puzzling campaign strategies. In a move that left many scratching their heads, Haley's decision to participate in Nevada's primary, which, spoiler alert, offers zero delegates, led to an outcome that can only be described as a facepalm moment. Not only did she face a crushing defeat, but also managed to be outdone by the option, none of these candidates. Hannity's take? If you're getting beaten by essentially no one, it might be time to rethink your strategy books. Ouch. Venturing into the turbulent waters of the American economy, Hannity didn't hold back in painting a grim picture under the Biden administration. With staggering inflation that's got wallets weeping and a national debt ballooning like a Thanksgiving Day parade balloon, the economic forecast is less sunny skies and more gathering storm clouds. Hannity's diagnosis? A heavy dose of Bidenomics that's proving hard to swallow for the average Joe, no pun intended. Wrapping things up with a touch of the absurd, we were treated to a segment discussing the conflation of political criticism with racial bias, starring none other than New York's own Mayor Eric Adams. In a statement that left many either chuckling or cringing, Adams highlighted his chocolate leadership team as a shield against criticism. Cue Hannity's bewildered amusement as he navigated the sticky sweet mess of political discourse. Tonight's Hannity was nothing short of a political smorgasbord, offering a blend of serious analysis, distressing updates from the border, and a dash of the laughably bizarre. From Denver's breaking point to election campaign, what were they thinking moments, and the continuous unraveling of Bidenomics, Hannity, in classic form, delivered a show that not only captured the gravity of current affairs, but managed to sprinkle in dashes of humor that kept us hooked from start to finish. Until next time, folks, stay engaged, stay informed, and maybe have a Big Mac while you're at it. The Conservative Beacon, lighting the path forward. As we close another chapter in our daily quest for truth and conservative valor, let us carry forward the lessons and insights shared by our distinguished hosts. In a world brimming with uncertainties, our resolve remains unshaken, fueled by the wisdom and determination of those who dare to speak out. Remember, the strength of our convictions is tested not in the calm, but in the storm. Let us stand united, with our eyes set on the horizon, ready to embrace the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. The journey is long, and the path is fraught with obstacles, but in the unity of our cause and the righteousness of our values, we find the courage to persevere. Until tomorrow, keep the flame of conservative hope burning bright, for it is in our shared vision that the future of our great nation is forged.